I tell you, Hale, you have nothing to fear. No, you don't. No, you don't.
Yipper, the tall-leg surgeon, who had been Hale's doctor back when he still lived on Z4, the home world of the Dark Kindred, looked up at him earnestly.
I know your emotion damper is fully adjustable. You should allow yourself to open up and feel more. Yes, you should. Yes, you should.
I thank you for your concern.
Hale, who had recently migrated to the mothership, nodded stiffly.
And I would be more inclined to take it if you had mixed my DNA yourself, but—
But I did not. No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Yipper gave a sad shake of his head, his long furry ears flopping around his head. Many on the mothership, where Hale now resided, said the tall-leg surgeon looked like a cross between a hound dog and a baboon, two earth mammals that were furry and had large eyes. Hale had seen pictures of both, and he had to admit the resemblance was not insignificant. But to him, Yipper was simply a trusted medical professional, although perhaps not quite trusted enough for Hale to take his advice on this particular issue.
My DNA was mixed by another, he reminded the little Tallag. Under orders from the Continuum, when they were seeking warriors with maximum aggression. My unit was the only one with adjustable dampers, specifically so that we could fight with berserker rage when the situation called for it.
And therein lay his problem. As a Dark Kindred, raised on Z4 where feelings had been outlawed and feel crime was punishable by death, Hale had only ever experienced one emotion, blinding, red-hot rage. He knew exactly how much damage and destruction he could do in that state. He'd seen the aftermath of his own battles, had taken in with cold, wondering eyes, once his damper was turned back on, the swath of destruction he'd cut while he was under the influence of his volatile genetic code. Here on the mothership, he was cautiously experimenting with new emotions on his damper's lowest setting. Mild pleasure when he tasted food that pleased him, or listened to stirring music. Disappointment when plans didn't go quite as expected. And envy, he had to admit, when he saw other kindred warriors calling brides all around him and finding warm, fulfilling relationships that would last a lifetime. But Hale didn't dare go past the boundaries of mild emotion into deep feelings. He knew the blinding rage still lived inside him, the all-consuming lust for destruction. It would be dangerous and irresponsible, he told himself, to risk letting that part of himself, that beast, anywhere near the surface of his mind. Which meant that what Yipper was suggesting was out of the question.
I cannot allow myself to feel any more than I already am, he told the little Tallag. And though I appreciate your concern for my emotional well-being, I only visited you today for a checkup of my visual oculars.
As one of the few number of Dark Kindred who had been allowed to migrate to the mothership once the hold of the Continuum was broken over Z4 and all its inhabitants, Hale knew he wasn't Yipper's only patient. The little Tallag surgeon was an expert at enhancements and replacements, and also the only one of his kind aboard the mothership. He was a fine surgeon, but also what the humans called nosy when it came to personal matters, such as how much and how often Hale was allowing himself to feel.
Your oculars are in fine shape. Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Yipper flipped down the black mirrored shades that covered Hale's eyes. Though many of the inhabitants of Z4 had their body parts completely replaced with superior mechanical versions, Hale had opted for less permanent enhancements that simply fit over his existing eyes. They were easier to upgrade when he wanted a change.
I thank you,
he said, and started to get up off the exam table in Yipper's office.
You should keep your oculars flipped up when you interact with potential mates. Yes, you should. Yes, you should,
the little Tallag counseled.
What? Hale frowned at him. What do you mean?